Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Just Take the L. It's your host, me, Lola Clinton, Hayward speaking. Now, I would like to say, I don't know if it's just me, but is everybody just feeling so tired recently? I honestly don't know if it's just sleep deprivation, but tell me why. I've just been so busy recently, and I don't know if this is just because, like, it's exam season, and, like, there's just a lot of things coming in, and summer is approach. I don't know about you or me, but just know that if you're listening to this, and you're bloody wrecked, and you're tired, and you're, like, a tad kind of on the verge of sick, or you could be sick, you're not alone. Like, I'm there with you. Also, so many of the people I know are getting, like, really sick recently, like, tonsillitis-wise. I don't know what it is, so everybody just be very careful. This is a really random intro. But today's topic is how to become your own bestie. Now, I actually did a video on this like a couple of years ago, but I feel like I've expanded since then, and maybe I can bring some other tips to you. Or also, if you weren't listening then, you can re-listen, or you can figure out how you can become your own bestie. Now, I think becoming your own bestie is honestly one of the best things you can do for yourself. Now, that is a very bold statement, and I'm 100% aware of that. But essentially, the only person that is ever, ever going to be there with you is you, yourself, and I. Like, I'm not necessarily talking like, oh, like, no one's there for me, like, when I need. I actually mean, like, you're in your own company 100% of the time. So why wouldn't you become your own bestie with that? And I feel like, first of all, you need to look at your perspective, because if you're hanging out by yourself, because I feel like a lot of people look and think, oh my gosh, like, you, if you have no friends, like, honestly, let me just get straight to it. If you have no friends, or your friends are traveling, or XYZ, and you just know you're going to have a lot of time by yourself, you can either look at it and think, oh my gosh, like, I'm alone, no one's here for me, daddy, daddy, or you can change the perspective and you can look and you can think, oh my gosh, like, okay, yes, my friends are away, or like, I don't have any friends. Which is also perfectly normal, okay, especially when you're going through your 20s. I feel it's a very weird time because everyone's moving away, but that's a different story. But anyway, you can look at it and you can think, I have so much free time. What do I want to do? Like, I want to become my own bestie. And honestly, I am such a strong believer in, like, I love alone time. And I love being by myself and recharging. And yes, that is individual. And I know a lot of people are extroverts and introverted. I think I'm an extroverted introvert, if anyone's like me. Like, I love going out socially when I'm in the mood. But if I don't have me time in a day, or even if I, some days are just really busy, or if like family are visiting and I know I just won't have me time. But if I don't get some time, like quite a big chunk of time to myself, if I don't get that every 2 days or every 3 days, I go insane. Like, and I'm so aware of that as well. Like, I start to like get triggered about like really small things. Like, I don't know. And it's just honestly that I need to recharge. So if you're like me, 100% listen up, because this is things that I do that I guess I wish I found out sooner, or wish like I tried to learn about sooner. Because if you don't know me, I'm 22, but I've basically been doing this podcast since I was like 19 maybe, and I know it's only 3 years, but I'm telling you, the difference between 19 and 22 and mindsets wise is insane. Like, I feel like every year I get older, maybe it's going to continue like this until I'm 25, because I feel like that's when the frontal lobe develops. But anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. Becoming your own bestie. First of all, start off small. And this can honestly be, I'm pretty sure, the first time I actually wanted to get used to my own company and like not have social anxiety really badly with my own company and being by myself, was coffee dates, like a coffee date with myself. And even that seemed intimidating. And I feel like maybe you do experience this, or maybe you don't, but if you live in a city, I feel like it's so normalized to like do things alone and like just be by yourself. Cause like loads of people who move to a city, like they don't know many people. Of course, there's going to be times where they have alone time. But I didn't grow up in a city. If you know me from back home or whatever, I grew up in a place called Dundalk in Ireland. And it's quite a small town. Like, it's not super small in comparison to a lot of towns in Ireland. But, like, it's the type of place where if you were to walk down the street, like, this main street, you will see someone who knows someone. Like, it's small enough that, like, I remember I went with my best friend at the time, who's a guy, on like to Starbucks or whatever, and we got seen by like three people who knew someone, whatever. Next thing, he goes out that weekend and he gets people coming up to him saying like,
oh, congratulations. He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, they're like, oh, you're going out with Lola. And he's like, no, I'm not. And no, we weren't. But like, it's the type of town where like, your business gets spread. Okay, so I would just like to preface, this is how I started kind of becoming okay with being with myself in a town like that. Coffee dates. Now, even the aspect or like the thoughts of a coffee date would like, I don't know, like really stress me out when I was younger. Like I would have this whole thing in my head that like, if I'm going for a coffee by myself, especially when there's people my age, so like at the time, like maybe 18, 19, maybe even like 16 onwards, right? Like 16 to 20, I feel like is a weird time. But I just would assume everyone's looking at me and thinking like, oh my God, like she's no friends. Like, why is she having coffee by herself? Whatever. When first of all, I actually think people are so self-obsessed and they're so worried, like I was, about what everyone else is thinking about them, that nobody thinks about you. Like, it's very rare. And if anyone actually does have anything to say, and if anyone did ever say that about anyone doing anything alone, frankly, it's sad on them. Like, why are you actually caring so much about me when you don't even know me to care that I'm by myself? Like, what? Like, it just doesn't make sense. So if you were to ever get that judgment, just know that like, it's not you, babe. It's whoever is actually sad enough to really give a fuck. But if you are still feeling anxiety about even doing that in your hometown, in a city, like wherever you are, first of all, don't go at peak hours. Like if you know the cafe is super busy at like 12, don't go at 12. Like it will just send your anxiety through the roof, because we're starting off. Like this is a starting off how to become your own bestie. Go at times that aren't so busy. Bring a book. Listen to a podcast. You might even want to put on this podcast, a little self-promo for me. But honestly, put on a podcast that makes you feel calm, that you actually enjoy listening to. Get a book, even bring a laptop. Like, honestly, I have been, this isn't coffee now, but I genuinely go to lunches sometimes by myself and I will fully set up my phone and watch Netflix. Like, I don't care. And frankly, also coming at it from a server perspective, like I used to work in hospitality on and off for like 5 years. As a server, like as a waitress, as a barista, like, because those are the roles I worked in, we don't care. Like, deadass, if you want to start crocheting at your table, like, yes, it's not the most common, but like, we don't care. Like, fully, I've seen people, like, I've seen, in particularly men, on Tinder while their wife is at the table. Do you really think that I'm going to be so, or like anybody is going to be really concerned with the girl who's listening to a podcast or reading a book? Like, if anything, I look and I'm like, that's a vibe. So like, if you're worried about the server looking at you or like anyone thinking it, we don't care. Like, dead ass, we don't care. There's honestly way more interesting things, like, not to sound bad on you, but that we could look like the people on Tinder, because that is insane. I'm sorry. First of all, let me just, how can you be on Tinder with your wife and kids at the table swiping? Like, girl, you know, sometimes I feel great that I'm single. That's not being said, if you're taken listening to this, I'm sure your man isn't doing that, but just be aware that it does happen. But getting back to it, don't go at peak times. Bring a book, bring a podcast, watch Netflix, do whatever you want. The more times you do this, the more times you're going to tell yourself that you can do this. Because like anything, start off small. You don't need to go in. I'm not saying you need to go and stand in the middle of central London and shout, I am my own bestie. Like, you know, take a step back. We're going to little by little here, because small habits create big results. And that goes for anything in life, whether that's self-concept or becoming your own bestie or actual, like, or other goals. I was about to say actual goals, because what am I talking about, Lola? This is a goal. I'm sleep deprived, if you couldn't tell. So do that. Go to a cafe, get yourself a book, start off little by little. Then maybe level it up and go at a peak time where it's super busy. You might not want to do that for like the sake of ordering, but like, exposure wise, especially if you know you have social anxiety, is actually probably best, because you're kind of like getting yourself into the environment. And like I said, exposure therapy. Now, you've done the cafe date. You know, what next? Go for a walk, go for a run. Now, maybe do things in your town, wherever you're from, solo activities. Now, as you go on, the levels will increase. Like, the levels of what you perceive kind of, like, not weird, but, like, quote-unquote uncomfortable for you to be. Because everyone has their different, like, things on this. Because I've talked to people, and I've talked to friends, and they've said, I could never dine alone. And I'm like, I've dined alone. Whereas if you'd said this to me, first of all, like, would I go sit by a lunch or dinner by myself? Hell to the fucking no. Like, But with life and with more life experience, that is like so not what I'm scared to do. Like, I'll happily do that. If anything, I will schedule in a day where I tell my friends I'm busy so I can do that. Like, I love a me day. But moving on, you've done the cafe. What next? Take yourself for a walk, a long walk, and walk through all the busy places that you've kind of been dreading to go through being seen alone. Do that. I'm telling you, you might not like that. And if you're doing that, and if you don't want to listen to a podcast, put on some bad bitch music. Like, I've preached this so much, but putting on music that empowers you and makes you feel confident changes the whole vibe. Like, if you're putting on sad music, you're walking through, you might not even be walking with great posture, because I feel like sometimes if I listen to really upbeat, confident music, I walk better. Like, my posture is better. I hold my head higher up. What am I talking about? But like, put on music that empowers you. Walk through the areas that you've been dreading to walk through, whether you know you're going to see a couple of people you don't want to see. There's that quote unquote popular group that you don't want to walk past. Just do it. As Nike says, just bloody do it. Then after that, you're going to come back and you're going to give yourself a pat on the bloody back because you just did that. Because congratulations, I'm so proud of you. Because honestly, I know how bad sometimes social anxiety can be. I don't think I experienced a lot of social anxiety, but the times I did were rough. So I honestly applaud anybody who even experiences a teeny bit of social anxiety to like face their fears and go through with it anyway. Also, if you're hearing a jingling, it's because I'm wearing bracelets, and hopefully you will sometime find out from seeing me on video talk, because that's a little self sneak peek that of what's in the works, guys. But anyway, I talk with my hands, so if you're hearing a jingling, that is that. Just wanted to say that, because you're probably like, is Santa in the background? Like, why is she jingling? Is there an elf? But that is the reason why. Moving on. Okay, we're going up the steps. You've done a coffee date. You've done a hot girl walk or a hot girl run. What next? Little shopping date. Like, take yourself, go to the shopping mall. I sound very American. Go to a shopping center or whatever. Have a little shopping day by yourself, and maybe treat yourself to a cute little girly drink, whether that's iced matcha, iced Americano, iced latte, or you don't even have to do ice. I just seem to have a theme. But do that. Take yourself a little shopping day and just realize that, honestly, when you're in your own company and you're becoming your own bestie, you can do whatever you want. Like, I feel like everyone talks about, like, obviously plans with friends is great, but like, seriously, are people not realizing that when you hang out by yourself, like, you decide the plans? You don't have to argue. If you don't want to go get a sweet treat now, you want to get a sweet treat in an hour, you can do that. Like, you don't have to talk to anybody about this. And this just brings me back to one time I was going to Dublin with two of my closest friends, actually. And I think one of my friends is more type B, and more like, one is more type like A, like me. And we were on the train there, like, going to Dublin. And I honestly feel bad for the people around us, because my friend and I, like, one of them, we could not decide on where we wanted to eat. Like, I think I wanted Mexican and he wanted sushi, or maybe it was flipped, I don't know. And like, we could not agree. Like, I was not compromising, he was not compromising, and my other poor friend was just there like, oh my God, I'm hungry, I actually don't care where I go. But like, you will never have an argument like that if you're by yourself. Like, genuinely, you control all the plans, which I feel like is such a perk. Like, you might switch up your mood. Like, have you ever been out with friends and like, you maybe plan to do something, and then, or like, even throughout the day, and then the more the day goes on, you're like, oh, I don't really want to. Like, my social battery is dying, I'm not really hungry. You might feel sick, you might not be hungry then, but you've already got, like, you already said you'd go, so you feel bad. You don't have that. Like, if you're hanging out by yourself, you can eat, you can not eat, you can walk, you can talk, you can talk, but you know, little by little. I feel like if you're listening to the podcast, becoming your own bestie, you're not really at the stage with having conversations with yourself, which, to be fair, I feel like is not socially accepted. So maybe don't do that. I mean, even coming from me, a yapper who will literally sit in her bedroom right now and talk for like a half an hour straight, you know, some things just aren't socially acceptable, and sometimes that's okay. But moving on, little shopping date. I'm telling you, you'll come out, and yes, this tip may hurt your bank account, but you will have a great time, especially if you're anything like me. Like, best day plan for having a bestie day, like a becoming your own bestie day. Go for a hot girl walk. Wake up early, go for a hot girl walk. Come back, shower, change, go on a shopping day. Buy a cutesy little thing, whether that's a top or whatever. Like, if you're like me, I just love having things. Get yourself a little coffee.
Now, next one. Take yourself to lunch. Now, a lot of people have this like preconceived thing about like dining alone, and some people hate it. Some people, if you're anything like me, love it. Some people hate it and they refuse to do it. Don't be one of those people, because it's really not that bad. It's really not that sad as well, because you're literally just eating. Like, I don't know why we've made eating out and like eating out alone such a like a thing. Like, okay, you're getting a meal by yourself. Like, as I said, the servers don't care. The people around you do not care. You probably will go out and you'll see, especially if you're in a city, everybody else doing the same. Like, do you actually think that... I honestly feel sad for the people who are like X amount of age and they refuse to like even give dining out alone a go. Because what do you mean? You're working different hours at a different company from your friend. You get lunches at a different time and you're refusing to eat by yourself. What are you going to do? Go back to the office and eat it by yourself quietly in a corner because you feel too socially awkward? No, we're not going to do that. The girls, the guys, the gays, whoever is listening to this podcast, if you're listening to Just Take the L, we're not going to be that person. And you're not going to be that person, because for the sake of what? Other people viewing you and perceiving you? Screw that. That's bullshit. You can change it. Even if you feel like this now, you can change it. It's all about self-concept. So with that, take yourself to lunch. I'm not saying you necessarily need to go somewhere fancy, because I feel like sometimes the upscale places, like, it's just so much more prominent that like you're eating alone. Start off small. Grab I don't know, like a sandwich or like a coffee from somewhere and just sit in the seated area. Like, start off small. Like, you will be fine. Also, this isn't really becoming your bestie, but it is a good tip. You can get these things on Amazon and they're like phone stands. They're maybe like £12 or like €12, whatever. I highly recommend, if you are going to buy something and you have €12 lying around that you want to spend on something that will genuinely change your life, and because it's so handy, it's a phone stand, right? It makes dining alone, it also makes study, or like just if you're using a table and you need to look at your phone, so handy. You can basically just put it like vertical or horizontal. I'm telling you, the amount of times, game changer, when I'm eating by myself and I want to watch a movie but I don't want to try balance it on a glass or something. So handy. Just thought I'd do that. This isn't like an ad or anything. It's just like one of those purchases where like you see someone else with it and you're like, where did they get that? Like, it's super handy. So highly recommend, especially if you're honestly contemplating dining alone or like lunching alone. So you've done that. You've done the coffee, you've done the walk, you've done the shopping day, you've done the lunch. Now, just think to your, like, if you've done all this, like, this could be a little project. Like, honestly, guys, like, give yourself a date where you want to tick off one of these. Brainstorm. Okay, maybe actually reevaluate. Did you have a good time? If not, and like you still feel too socially awkward, or like you feel like you're being perceived, which you're not, guys. You're really not. Like, the fear of being seen is actually probably what's holding a lot of people back in a lot of terms on a lot of aspects of your life. You got to embrace it. Like, you've actually got to embrace it. And the more you embrace it, the quicker you embrace it, the quicker you'll get over it. Like anything, you just got to go straight through it. But anyways, until you've reached the level where you're feeling comfortable with like everything I've mentioned and doing, don't do this. But if you are, you're like, yes, Lola, I feel great with a walk, I feel great with shopping day, lunch day, daddy, you can move on. Go to your notes app, or also another app I've been loving for organization is called Notion, and write down every single thing you want to do. Now, I'm not even talking about by yourself. I'm just talking about like general. Now, re-look back at the list and think, what can I do myself? And some of them may seem so far-fetched, but you will eventually get there. Like, one thing that I think honestly has helped me become who I am today is, if you don't know me, like if you've been following me for a while, you probably do know about this, but I went solo traveling in late January 2023 to about May 2023. And I did join a group for some of that, but like essentially I went by myself. And then after I left the group, like I was only with the group for like 2 weeks. I was on my own. Like, I was traveling by myself, I was staying in hostels or like hotels by myself, and it was up to me to like, if I wanted to go make a friend, like, or talk to someone, like, essentially it was very rare that someone else started the conversation. Like, I had to go. So I had to like approach groups, like, which is very daunting, actually. I will say, like, it is scary whether you're solo traveling or you're in London or you're wherever. If you're approaching a group that's in a conversation and you're trying to get into the conversation, it's kind of daunting. But most people are lovely. Like, genuinely, I don't think there was one group that was like acted negatively towards me. And if they do, you don't even want to be in that group regardless. You've got to base it on, would I treat someone like this? And if the answer is no, then you don't want to be friends with them. But anyways, from doing that, it immensely improved my own social skills and realizing that I truly can do whatever I want, whenever I want, by myself. I'm becoming my own bestie, because I'm telling you, there was times traveling that it was really like, ooh, if I was with someone, this would have been a lot better. Like, I got my wallet stolen. Then less than like 12 hours after, my only form of payment was Apple Pay, right? And I accidentally dropped my phone in the pool. So my phone stopped working and I had a flight the next day. And I'm pretty sure I think I was on my period as well. And it just would have been a great time that if I had someone with me, like, to lean on a shoulder for support, because it was a rough time. But from that, I feel like it's taught me a lot about myself, that like I'm resilient and I can fully do things alone. And like with that, like, honestly, I think it's fully made me who I am today. Like, I live in London right now, guys. If you didn't know, I feel like I talk about it a lot, but I live in London now. And if I hadn't gone traveling by myself now, or like before, I actually don't know, would I be as confident as I am in social circles and approaching people like I am right now? Like, I'm not saying I'm the most confident girl in the world about whatever, but like with social media, if you do social media, you might get invited to like influencer events or whatever. And like, I used to be so scared to go alone. I will happily go alone now. Like, I genuinely have no problem going up to someone and being like, I think I've actually fully gone into conversations opening with, oh my gosh, I don't know anyone else here, can I join your conversation? Like, that's genuinely how I opened the group conversation to me. And I've done that at influencer events. I've done that at run clubs actually as well. I did that pure sport because I just was like, I actually don't know anybody. And like, yes, you'll have to do this a couple of times to find your people, I feel, but like, you will. And like, sometimes you just click with someone straight away, or you don't click with them, and that's totally okay. Everyone's individual. But like, without the solo traveling, I don't think I would be who I am today. And that's a big statement, and I'm very much aware of that. But if you go back to your list that I said to make, if one of those is a solo trip, I cannot state how important I think that should be in the list of priorities. Like, genuinely, you don't have to go super far. To be fair, I did go quite far. I went from the UK to the typical Southeast Asia. But like, you can literally just like take yourself on a little trip down the country. Like, it doesn't have to be crazy, or even start off with day trips. Like, I love a day trip myself, to be honest. Like, I genuinely love a day trip by myself. The only thing that's annoying with what I do right now is if I am solo traveling, like, I love taking content. It's literally what I do for like a living. And you know, it's lovely having someone there who's basically a human tripod. So you've got to work around that. And also, I'm so aware that like, especially if you decide to do a day trip to London, like, the phone snatching in some cities is so bad. So like, don't leave your phone in places. But moving on, you should put a solo trip you should do at least one solo trip. Whether you're 18 listening or whether you're 50 listening, I still think you should do one. Like, I don't think it should change in the list of priorities. You should do a solo trip. I will say, obviously I'm saying this, be very safe and be very aware, like, you know, especially if you're a woman traveling alone, because I feel like there's a lot of things happen, and like, obviously we don't want those to happen, so just be aware. But I do think it will be really beneficial for your social skills and becoming your own bestie. Now you've got the list, start taking off by one by one, and start making yourself excited for this list. And if you know me, you know that I praise the next step. Go to Pinterest. You're going to make yourself a mood board. You're going to make yourself a vision board, and you're going to start adding pictures or things you see that align with the activities that you want to do by yourself. Or like, say you want to go on a day trip to London. You're like, you don't live in London. You may live in Bristol. Start adding little pictures of like where you want to go in London or people in London. Like, I'm telling you, you'll feel so much more excited, and you can recreate those pictures like fully. I don't know. I just think there's something so special and so nice about romanticizing your life. And you don't even have to live the most like insanely packed fun life to romanticize your life. Like, fully, I've had people say to me, Lola, like, you seem to romanticize your life a lot, like, your life looks so fun.
Yes, because I make it look fun. Like, do you really think every day that I'm like, that every day is all sunshine and flowers and rainbows on my, like my life? No, it's not. But I do share that to social media. Like, I mean, I sometimes do, but I rarely share the times that I'm in crunch time, assignment time, or like, I do share when I'm feeling down, but like, not all the time. Like, I'm trying to get better at it because I want to be like really transparent. But like a lot of creators and like a lot of people, they show the highlights. Like, Instagram social media is essentially a highlight reel. So like, with that, like, you're looking at creators and you might be thinking, oh my God, like, their life looks so fun. Okay, yes, it might be fun. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, yes, a lot of people live really fun lives. But they could also just be sharing the really good parts. Like, they could be adding the cute little sound effects, the little emojis, the color coding everything. Like, that will make your life look fun. Like, I'm telling you, it will. And I do it myself. Like, I make my life look fun on purpose. Like, I'm trying to be the aesthetic that I match on my mood board. So having a mood board, I know kind of where I want to go, what direction. So I highly, highly recommend you check one out. But those are probably the main tips I have with becoming your bestie. Like, honestly, as I said, like, it's kind of like, it's a dip your toe in the water and like, keep going until you feel confident sort of way. You're always going to have social anxiety when you're doing something new, whether that's becoming your own bestie, whether that's starting a business. There's always going to be some fear and some kind of feeling of feeling really daunted when you're starting something new. So if that's necessarily like a different business venture, a fitness goal, or like a self-concept thing, like just becoming okay with your own like space and your own time, yeah, it's gonna be scary, but you're gonna get through it, and you're gonna probably look back and be like, I'm so glad I listened to this podcast episode, and like, I'm so glad that I have now love spending time by myself. Now, I'm not saying that you need to spend every single day by yourself, that you need to be alone. I'm just saying it's really fun and it's really good if you are okay with being your own bestie. As I said, especially I feel like when you're going through the ages of like 18 to 30, so many people go on so many different life paths. Like, some people are getting married, some people are having kids, some people are moving across the globe, go to uni, drop out of uni. Everyone moves and everyone travels or has different jobs, have different working hours. So like, it's not going to be a case of like, you're in school and like, you see your friends like basically every day. Like, so you might have a lot of time where you have time by yourself. So like, why not make the absolute most of it instead of looking at it and being like, oh my God, I'm alone. And I feel like this episode, like, as I say, most of my episodes that I do, yes, I aim to like help whoever's listening's life in one day. But frankly, I need this. Like, I'm literally just a girl in her 20s trying to figure it out. And like, my best friend is literally leaving for like 3 months during summer. And she's also the girl I live with. And like, I've also lost like a couple of friends like in the past couple of months. And like, I just know my circle is smaller. So like, I need to be comfortable with my own bestiness as well. But anyways, I hope you guys took away something from this. As always, if you like the podcast, please let me know. Like, those texts, I reply to everybody, or at the moment, the volume is enough that I can reply to everybody. But text me on Instagram, _LolaCH, if you like the podcast, or the podcast Instagram, _take_the_ Pretty sure that comes up for podcast. I can't remember if the podcast is like in the username, but regardless, text me on it, tell me you liked it, tell me you didn't like it. Honestly, constructive criticism is also welcome. Please share. Like, honestly, you don't realize how much it means to me when I hear that, or I see that you guys are sharing my stuff. Like, it kind of, obviously I want to do this and I will be consistent, but like, it just brings that boost of motivation to be consistent, because like anything, life's busy, and also I'm not even getting paid to do this, so not yet anyway. But please let me know if you liked it, if you didn't like it, if you have any ideas for the next one. But until then, I hope you tick off and take yourself out for even a coffee date in the meantime between now and next week. And yeah, have a lovely weekend. And yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys.